Multiple scars on his neck, where the micro-communications equipment had been inserted, itched maddeningly. He scratched. "Ha!" said Stetson. "Politicians!" A thin black insect with shell-like wings flew in Orne's port, settled in his close-cropped red hair. Orne pulled the insect gently from his hair, released it. Again it tried to land in his hair. He ducked. It flew across the bridge, out the port beside Stetson. There was a thick-muscled, no-fat look to Orne, but something about his blocky, off-center features suggested a clown. "I'm getting tired of waiting," he said. "You're tired. Ha!" A breeze rippled the tops of the green ocean below them. Here and there, red and purple flowers jutted from the verdure, bending and nodding like an attentive audience. "Look at that blasted jungle," barked Stetson. "Them and their stupid orders." A call bell tinkled on the bridge control console. The red light above the speaker grid began blinking. Stetson shot an angry glance at it. "Yeah, Hal?"
"Okay, Stet. Orders just came through. We use Plan C. ComGO said to brief the field man and jet out of here." "Did you ask them about using another field man?"
Orne looked up attentively. The speaker said,
"Yes, they said we have to use Orne because of the records on the Delphinus."
"Well, then, will they give us more time to brief him?"
"Negative. It's crash priority. ComGO expects to blast the planet anyway."
Stetson glared at the grid.
"Those fat-headed, lard-bottomed, pig-brained politicians."
He took two deep breaths, subsided.
"Okay, tell them we'll comply."
"One more thing, Stet."
"What now?"
"I've got a confirmed contact."
Instantly, Stetson was poised on the balls of his feet, alert.
"Where?"
"About 10 kilometers out, section AAB-6.
"How many?"
"A mob. You want I should count them?"
"No. What are they doing?"
"Making a beeline for us. You better get a move on."
"Okay. Keep us posted."
"Right."
Stetson looked across at his junior field man.
"Orne, if you decide you want out of this assignment, you just say the word. I'll back you to the hilt."